This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. A local council in the US has reprimanded the town's transgender mayor for not wearing enough clothes. Stu Rasmussen was given the thumbs down by a local who saw him wearing a black skirt in the Oregon city of Silverton. He says he can't believe the decision given it was over 30 degrees the day he wore the skirt.
The town is used to me as I am. I was surprised, I was stunned, and honestly, the organization Silverton Together is supposed to be committed to diversity, and this amounts basically to bigotry.
The 61-year-old became America's first openly transgender mayor when he was elected into office late last year.
Two gay priests are among six candidates to be nominated for the position of Assistant Bishop of Los Angeles. The Episcopal Church in LA is backing the two active reverends from Maryland and California. We'll have to wait till December to find out who the lucky winner is, but the nominations are likely to reignite fierce debate from the conservative Anglican churches.
Queensland Independent MP Dorothy Pratt caused a stir in state parliament when she stated her belief that homosexuality is not normal. In a debate on same-sex adoption, Pratt stated her opposition to it and that she believed children needed a balanced view of the world from a mother and a father. Pratt's comments sparked heated debate. Supportive statements for same-sex adoption were then made by a number of other MPs.
New York City's Gay Men's Chorus is celebrating 30 years with a series of concerts. However, the chorus has publicly acknowledged that it's struggling to survive. Hit hard by the economic downturn, the chorus is struggling to raise $500,000. It needs the money to retire debt, complete the anniversary season, and place it for continued life into the future. Founded in 1979, the New York City Gay Men's Chorus was the first gay chorus to perform in Carnegie Hall.
A GLBTQ high school is to be launched online in January 2010. David Glick, creator of the online high school, believes that the school will protect students from bullying. He also sees it as a way to get in touch with young gays in rural areas. However, opponents of the initiative believe it will only isolate young gays further from their peers.
And briefly in other news, the American Psychological Association has issued new guidelines stating that therapists can try to help some clients reject their homosexuality, despite little evidence that therapy actually works. The number of same-sex civil partnerships formed by UK couples has dropped by 18% in the past year. Gay rights activist Peter Tatchell thinks that's because couples are now waiting for same-sex marriage to be legal in the UK. Dr. Andrew Pesci, head of the AMA, stated last week that IVF is not a lifestyle choice and its use by same-sex couples goes against the natural order. An openly gay black American author has died at the age of 54 after a career netting 10 straight bestsellers with the New York Times. Elin Harris sold over 4 million books, achieving success not seen since James Baldwin. And to Israel, a service will be held this week to remember the people killed in a gay hate crime. Police are still searching for the gunman who shot two people at the LGBT Youth Centre in Tel Aviv last week.
To Q&N Sport, Hawthorn and Adelaide will get the third last AFL round underway on Friday at the MCG in Melbourne. NRL action kicks off Friday night as well, with North Queensland to take on the Bulldogs and Souths up against Gold Coast. And 50 NBL games will be shown live around the country on Fox Sports when the comp kicks off next month.
This is one of the major planks in the whole reform, so a great step forward for basketball.
Basketball Australia CEO Larry Sengstock on Fox Sports.
You're up to date with QNN for this week. I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton.
We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.